Hello and welcome to Soul-Led Living, a podcast dedicated to helping you live your soul's true path so you can create the dream life you know you are meant to live. I'm Nikki Novo, your spiritual mentor, a fiery Latina, mom of three, and an advocate for living soul-led. You're here because you're meant to be here. So let's do this. It's October and we have a podcast episode all about predictions, what's coming, what's exciting, what maybe isn't exciting, but overall, it's all good stuff, guys. So get cozy, get settled in. Let's get into this month's predictions. I kind of love October because I love it for you. It feels like the hero is waking up and is going to start going after its dreams. And there's an overall balance between kind of what I've been dreaming of, what I've been manifesting, what I've been thinking of, what I'm like wanting, and balancing that with some action, not a hustle, not a like pushing, but basically bringing those two into some sort of balance where like I dream it, I see it, but also I am doing things to bring it forward. So it's exciting. It's like the hero starts to move. This hero starts to be guided by their heart and just head towards what they've been dreaming of for a while. So I'm excited for you. Let's go ahead and start with message number one. You are guided by the future this month. So this could be anything from like, oh gosh, like I'm on a path and the future looks scary. So maybe I need to get out of this. Maybe it's like, I don't, you know, want to continue spending money on this thing. And if I just keep spending money on this thing, it's not going to get me where I want. It could be that you understand that 2 years from now, you might hit burnout when it comes to the work that you're doing. So you're going to take these small steps to grow something so that 2 years from now, that new thing has grown and you can leave the thing that is causing you to get burned out soon. So there's a lot of just like, it's like your third eye is being very activated. There's some sort of feeling of like, I know what's coming. It could also even be like, I know I'm meant to have a child 2 years from now, but I'm single right now. So I really got to get a move on. So there's some sort of feeling that there is something in the future, whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, but that is what's guiding me. Sometimes like when people see their future path, they're thinking like, oh, how do I correct that path? Or they see the path, right? Like you guys are like seeing like what is meant to come, but then what is that gap between like where I am and where I want to go? And it seems like you're feeling into the action between where you are and where you want to go. And it's just bringing some fire, bringing some heat. It is bringing, it's like propelling you forward. So that's exciting. Be guided by the future. But be guided through not so much like it's not a dreaming anymore. It's really of like, oh, this future is right there. Like I see it. It's attainable. But there are certain things that I have to do today to get me to that future. So really being guided by what would my future self do? What choices am I making today that are affecting my future? And how do I align the two? How do I align what I'm seeing? Like how do I fill that gap between where I am and where I'm going? Message number two, this is very much a do month, like I said. I see you like tinkering with your reality, like almost waking up and realizing that you can shift and change your reality. There's a big emphasis on what you're doing today to actually change the way things look. It's a changing of circumstances. It's a changing towards making something better, towards not even, it doesn't even feel like it's out of your reach. It just feels like I can make this better. Like you finally feel that in your body. You finally feel like you're worth better circumstances. And because of that, the energy just kind of pushes you forward. It's exciting because it feels like you've been thinking about it, dreaming about it for some reason. You haven't been able to move forward. Either there's procrastination or just kind of like slow dancing towards what needs to get done. But here there is really like a confidence of, you know what? I think I can change my circumstances. I think I can do this. I think there's like small things that I could do. And I feel like some of it's like serendipitous as well. Like my sense is that you're not really hustling or forcing to make this happen. There's some sort of flow. I think some of the flow might come from a change that you made recently, whether like you changed your location or you changed the people around you or you changed some sort of environment, but there's some sort of change that now is working and moving you forward to actually take action, which is really exciting. So definitely enjoy the doing. Watch out for your habit of like adding some speed bumps and slowing it down with doubt or with just like an unfocused mind. Follow the action. Like, it shouldn't be action that's like exhausting you, but let your body do what it wants to do. So like, if your body wants to wake up and write, like, let it do that. Like, notice where your body is trying to take you. Like, if the body has energy to go running, like, let it run. So I feel like you're gonna get the energy, and all you have to do is make sure you don't get in the way of it. Don't doubt it. Don't be like, oh, that's weird that this is what I want to do. It's like a pace that's coming forward. It doesn't feel like a like this intense like sprint or anything like that. It just feels kind of a natural steps that you're like, I don't know why, but I feel called to take these steps. Just try not to get in the middle between the feeling of your body and the steps that it wants to take, and just don't get in the middle of that. Message number three, you definitely use your voice this month, and it seems like you're making a lot of ask. So you're saying, like, kind of throwing your hat in the ring, asking people for favors, asking people to consider you, asking for what you want, saying what you want, having conversations, and just like, it almost seems like you're like playing the lotto with your voice, if that makes sense. Like, there's a lot of things that you're going to ask for, and they're not going to hit, they're not going to land. But you're noticing that, like, if you just kind of put yourself out there, if you just kind of ask, if you just make the ask, then there's a larger chance that it's like actually going to happen. So it's really interesting. You have this like new power with your voice where you are seeing that, like, the more I ask, the more I receive. With this message also, I'm feeling like we may see some no's. We may see some like kind of walls that come. And this is very much a message about like, do not stop there to go and figure out another way. You're going to learn that like this no or this wall is not the final say. So maybe you were thinking like, oh, I want to write a book, but I heard that I need 100,000 followers to be able to like have a book that sells. It seems like you find another way around that. For example, like that's like a wall that shows up, but you're like, I don't really think that that's like the end all be all wall. There's a lot of creativity here. So it's like you ask, you might get no's, and somehow those no's lead you to a creative way of getting in. So the no is not a no. The no means just like, it's pushing you to another way in and a better way, and even like a less complicated way, which is interesting. So throw out your voice, like ask for things, like say things, put it out there. And then the responses you get, even if they seem like criticism or they seem like no's, notice like what else opens when you get that no or when you get that criticism. Like, what else comes your way? Like, what else is available to you, and what other paths show themselves? So that's why like the voice is important, because what you get in response kind of leads you somewhere else, which is your back door, like your way of getting in. Message number four, definitely a social month, a month of collaborations, a month of partnerships, a month of getting on the same page. So I felt like a lot of couples and relationships and partners, so like husband and wives that are trying to make dreams come true. I actually talk about this in my book, Soul Led Living. My husband and I are like very big like co-manifestors. Everything that we are calling in, even if they're individual things, we try to bring each other in on it, because we've learned that just like more happens when we're both on the same page. So even if this feels like an individual project, like something that you're doing on your own, that it's not like you're necessarily going to get help from your partner, but bringing it up and like letting them hold that vision for you. If you have a group of friends that you really trust and you're like, you know what, I'm trying to make this happen. Like letting other people hold that vision for you. Collaboration, like really seeing how some things can both benefit you and benefit the other person. And that like together we can get further, even though that we have different things that we want. but this collaboration can advance the things that we want. So it feels very equal and balanced. This also may mean that you are going to look at a certain partnership, friendship, relationship that you have that does not feel balanced. And you got to feel into like what really makes it feel like this is a good fit, where like you're getting something and I am also getting something. So there's like a rearranging of the balance of certain relationships, but also it feels like new partnerships are made to go forward. So really like seeking people that are going to get something out of what you also need, you know, like being like, I need this. I need somebody to help me with this. Maybe it's like, I don't have money to get the help that I need, but this person really gets something out of helping me. I was just thinking the other day, I was like helping my husband with his laundry and I was laughing. I was like, man, when I met my husband, his grandmother was doing his laundry and he was 33. He would like get all his stuff from his house and like bring it to her and she would happily do it. And that is, you know, obviously it sounds like a really bratty thing, but it's like a very normal Hispanic thing. But at the same time, it was like this equally beneficial collaboration, right? Like my husband could use some help and his grandmother could use some purpose. So even though it seemed like, oh my gosh, this poor woman is like doing this work for him, but it actually like gave her a reason. It gave her something to do during the day. Like it put something on her schedule. It, you know, it really added to her life to be able to, you know, support him in that way. And he also needed the support. So I see things like that. And then if there are relationships that one person is taking more than the other, we're going to see those balance out and have the conversation. Like, don't run away from it. Like, have the conversation because the relationship wants to find balance or wants to find equilibrium. And there needs to be, both people need to be getting something out of it. In addition to the balance, it's a social month. So maybe networking, dating, like getting out there, having conversations, like asking, like talking to friends, asking friends for help for the things that you want. I just see you like using your connections, using your relationships to move forward on the thing that you're trying to bring into your life. Like it's time to bring the crowd in. It's not like a hired help. Like usually like, oh, I'm going to hire somebody to help me. This feels like using my resources, like telling my friends to help me manifest this, telling my grandmother to help me find a boyfriend. Like it just like kind of calling in all the troops to help bring something together, to help create a dream come true, basically. Message number 5, every month has a little bit of like a shadow to it. And the shadow of this month is, again, because things are trying to find like a balance and an equilibrium, if you are operating and kind of like moving forward in life based off somebody else's programming or somebody else's wants for you, because there's something about this month about like your wants, like your dreams, like what you are trying to live into. And there is a energy that's moving you forward, right? We've been seeing that. So if you are accidentally moving forward on something that is not your own, but like somebody else wants it for you. Somebody told you should go to medical school. Somebody told you should marry this person. Somebody told you should live in this city. If you're operating from that and like trying to make that work and trying to move forward on that, right? Like, oh, you know, these are the steps I should take in my business because like so-and-so told me this is going to work in my business, so I'm going to do it. That is going to be very obvious that like it's not going to work. So you're going to, if you see something that not only is it not working, but like feeling bad, basically, you're being asked to reflect and really get to the core of your intention as to like why you want to move forward. So you may have to go backwards a little bit and ask yourself why and find an intention, find a motivation that is really pure and true to you. Not like, oh, well, I've been dating because like I'm afraid to be alone. Like that is operating off of something else. It's like not really your true operation, where you might have to like rework that, reflect and say, okay, I am going to operate from this place, from my heart, or like this is truly what my intention is. This is truly what I want. So there's going to be like a reckoning of that. It's like it's a balancing of what is not true and what is true, because your truth is guiding you so much these days, and we're going to see a lot of it in October. So if something is guiding you that is untrue to you, it will cause problems this month. Message number six, money is spiritual. If seek the money, like I'm just getting like something is telling you like not to seek the money, but then you're meant to seek money. So my feeling is because like you think that it's greedy or it's not possible, or it's like silly to be guided by that. But definitely it's not that to be guided by money, but it's to seek the money. There is money is what I'm getting. Maybe there's money for a project you're working on. Maybe there is money in a business you're trying to bring. Maybe there is like money in a promotion you want. Maybe there is money in people that you date, you know? It's okay to seek that. You're meant to have those resources. You're meant to also cross that off the list. Like makes me feel that perhaps you've been struggling with how you make money or what money you make. And it's like, it's time to just stop that, you know, like to move past that. So that's why like this resource of money, like allow it to come in, seek it, like don't feel weird about seeking it. Don't feel guilty. Don't feel shameful. Like let that go. Like it's, there's a rub where it's like, you're meant to have money or you're meant to kind of cross this bridge when it comes to money, but then you yourself are like shaming and guilting yourself for that want. Like it's okay. It's not even a want. It's more just like, it's okay to let it in. I don't really see you like going after it. I just see you like allowing yourself to open up to it, to bring it in, to seek it, to focus on it, to just allow it in and let go of any weirdness about money, because it is part of your path. It's part of your purpose. The resource of it is very important. When you jump over some hump, there's like a hump you're trying to jump over. Maybe it's like, I'm only making this much money, but I want to make that much money. When you jump over that hump, life gets better, but it's not only that. It's like you having that resource and having that safety allows you to really move into your purpose in a weird way. Like this weirdness with money is blocking you from your purpose. Like there's something on the other side. So we just have to accept that this is part of your current path and that you are meant to jump and leap over whatever that kind of money block is for you. Get on the other side of it, because on the other side of it, there seems like there's peace when it comes to money. Like I'm not worrying about it or caring about it so much. And when you get on the other side, like it's almost like life begins, but it feels like your life purpose begins in a big way. And lastly, prediction number seven, investing in your voice or in your communication is totally worth it. So my sense is maybe you're going on a writer's retreat. Maybe you are making time for like a really hard conversation. Maybe you are paying somebody to, you know, copyright your website or something like that. But that investment is very worth it, like clearing what you need to say, getting better at expressing yourself, getting better at speaking, at writing. It's words. It's all I can say. That investment, I just feel like I need to tell you that the investment is worth it. So maybe you're being called to a speech, writing a speech, preparing. So it also makes me feel like putting effort into it, like preparing for it. Like, yeah, I might be asked to go do a talk, but maybe I don't prepare myself for that talk. Maybe I know I'm going on a podcast episode, but I don't really like have an idea of what I'm going to cover in that podcast episode. This is usually, I'll tell you, like, just show up as your true self. This is your true self, but this is really about like organizing messaging, organizing what you're going to say, having a plan for it. So maybe it's like you've had many conversations with somebody that you've been struggling to get through to, but you don't ever really like plan, or you don't invest in being a better communicator with that person. So this may be like getting a leadership coach so that you can talk to your team better. Maybe this is getting a, you know, relationship therapist so that you can communicate with your husband better. But like, there's something that like has not really worked, or that you just don't think it's that important. But actually, when you clear up the words of it, it really, really pays off for you. I know that can mean a lot to many of you, but I'm hoping you get what you need from that. The words matter. The investment in it, there's probably money exchange. Like, I am paying for somebody to help me write. I am paying for somebody to help me speak better. The time investment, like, it is worth it. Get better at this thing, because that, like, hero's journey and kind of that dream that comes true that, like, you're finally working on, the person that has that dream communicates differently. Like, they're more effective. They're able to get what they want based off the way that they communicate. Like, they're just better deal makers. They're better at getting people on board. They're better at, like, getting through to people. So it's just an important part of the journey, like, where the hero is today and where the hero ends up. One of the biggest leaps is actually clearing up communication. All right, friends, that's what we have for October. I'm going to make an ask and ask you to leave me a review, share this with a friend, subscribe. All of that is so supportive always. I hope you have a beautiful October wherever you are, and let me know how this landed, and I will see you in the next episode. So much love to you. That's it for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I love you guys so much. If you have a sec, I would so appreciate it if you would leave me a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews are so helpful. And if you're ready to start living your soul-led life, pick up my latest book, Soul-Led Living, available on Amazon. Until next time, love you much.